Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yes, sir. All yes, right. Ma'am.
And everybody in between, live from Los Angeles, it's Fox Sports Radio, CNR on FSR. Let's get it going. 877-99 on Fox. I'm Steve Covino. How do you do? That's Rich Davis. Yo. Spotty's here. Danny G with the smooth voice. Ramos and Dan Beyer. And thank you for hanging out with us.
Today, we're going to talk about Tom Cruise movies. Kidding. there's a lot to get to. We're going to talk about dolphin disrespect. We're going to talk about flip-outs. We may have a flip-out. We're going to talk about lame memorabilia. We're going to talk about our childhood favorite teams, maybe celebrity sightings at Little League games.
Well, don't overpromise and underproduce. This show
That's
goes
what I do quick. That. I do that in the bedroom all the time.
Yeah, relax. We'll get to what we get to. Sorry, I promise to have fun. How about that? We'll have fun today. And if you want to interact on your ride home, by the way, I hope you're having a great day. 877-99 on Fox or hit us up at Covino and Rich. First and first, mostly, I do want to send good vibes to our friends in Florida and on the East Coast. Yeah. Again, live from the West Coast.
Know what I'll never understand? These weather men and women that are out and about with their little rain jackets on. Like, yo, do it from a studio. I believe you. It's bad. Yeah. Like, look at this guy. We're watching the news in the background. This guy on the Weather Channel. Look, is he about to blow away?
It's so scary. And we all got friends and family out there. Yeah. So
one of my buddies,
sending our best and good vibes. Just stay safe.
One of my buddies, Rob, just hit me up. He goes, oh, just lost power. So be safe down there. It's, yeah, listen, it's like I said, first and first mostly, as Bobby Bottle Service would say.
Yes. By the way, Nick Kroll? Bobby Bottle Service? New special out on Netflix.
Nice. First and first mostly. Everyone, be safe. Your safety and your homes and all that, priority. But it has affected the sports world, and maybe we'll go over some of those changes later. I know.
There you go, overpromising.
Football games might be moved. Baseball games might be moved. So, overpromising as always.
Yeah.
Rich Davis.
I mean, we only have 2 hours of this, so let's make the most of it. Let's get it going.
Tell the Odd Couple to have a drink or something. We'll go a little longer today, maybe.
Hope you had a great Tuesday night. Hope you're having a kick-ass Wednesday. Last night, I was chilling, watching the Yankees. I'm a big Yankees fan. Grew up in Union, New Jersey. Out here in Los Angeles, well, being a dad and living life, working, but still a Yankees fan.
Speaking of the dad life, know what I dealt with last night? My wife made an amazing meal, and my kids both did the, ew, I don't like it. And I felt bad for her.
It happens.
I was like, she made some beautiful, like a homemade chicken pot pie, and I housed that.
You want to know what's even more awkward
than
that?
Gross. All right, more dino nuggets.
I'll one-up you on that one. Even more awkward, when your new girlfriend's making dinner and your
daughter is like, this is gross.
Oh, no.
That's even.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not my real mom, and it's gross.
That, I'm just saying, that's like really awkward. You're starting to eat. You try to eat the food just so your girlfriend doesn't feel bad or disrespect.
Hey, honey, look over there.
Yeah.
You know how people feed the food to the dog? Like, you just start eating it just because you want everyone to be on a nice page.
I digress. Back to your night.
Tastes like feet.
So I'm watching the Yankees. And if they win, they clinch the AL East, right? But everyone's sort of watching to see Judge hit his 61st. It's getting a little tight and tense. A lot of pressure on this dude. So I'm watching.
It's almost comical now, right?
It really is. But now you also have to focus on, well, Triple Crown is bigger than 61, I think. That seals the MVP. Think about it. What seals the MVP? 61 or Triple Crown?
No, of course. But in the world of baseball, in 2022, pretty wild to think that the American League batting average champion currently is .314.
Yeah, yeah.
Every guy in the 80s and 90s and 2000s growing up, every team had a guy batting .310 or .320. There's no, the days of
game.
I sound like an old guy saying this, but the days of Wade Boggs and Tony Gwynn, that's old school.
Why don't you yell up at the sky and say that?
Hey, damn it. No one's batting .370.
I miss the days of George Brett.
No one's batting .370 anymore. I'll be honest. 330, the days of Frank Thomas and Griffey Jr. and, you know, Albert Bell and Manny. Like, those days are even done. So, hey, listen, credit where credit is due with the shifts and the way pitchers are throwing. Every guy throws 100 now. 314 is a great batting average. In fact, it's a championship batting average.
Everyone's swinging for the fences. Different stats mean different things now. But it is the longest span between 60 and 61, so the pressure's high. The Yankees taking the AL East is almost secondary because it's expected.
Ugh.
So, fast forward. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Thanks, John Sterling. They win, and they do that business of as usual sort of celebration, right? Like, they played it cool on the field. They got into the locker room, and they're calling it the House of Pain. Champagne, the bubbly, they're celebrating.
Couple extra high fives, but the Yankee way. Ugh.
Yeah, but
I get it. You want to be classy. They're just, they're on the road too.
Maybe I'm a little stressed out too because I want to see 61. But watching it, I was happy for the Yankees, but I did feel like, yeah, well, this is step one. This is part of the process. Can't celebrate too much. I just wasn't as pumped as I felt I should have been, right?
You're spoiled.
Even Danny G hit me up. I don't know if it's that. We'll explore. Danny G hit me up. Yo, congrats on your Yanks. And I appreciated that. I think you're supposed to do that. I think that's common sports courtesy. If your buddy's team wins, you congratulate your buddy because he's been rooting all year. I like, thank you, Danny. It meant a lot. I appreciate it.
Yankees win. Yankees win.
Look, part in it, but I did appreciate the congrats. So I was like, all right. But I did make a mental note that I wasn't as excited as I should have been.
Oh, by the way, and for new people listening to Covino and Rich, note that Covino's the Yankee fan to hate. Okay. Rich, I'm a Mets fan who just is happy to
who
be
just
there.
Has a hateable face.
I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
I'm just happy to be in the postseason.
So then I realized the commonality and a common theme here, okay? So then I said, well, what am I going to watch now? I already finished Cobra Kai Season 5. I already finished Dahmer. What do I watch now? Ooh, Rob Zombie put out Rob Zombie's Munsters on Netflix. Rob Zombie did the Munsters reboot. Right? I'm like, oh, man, I love the Munsters growing up. Yeah, I'll check that out. And then I realized my pea brain was hoping that it was a series so I could watch like a 30-minute episode. And I realized it was like a two-hour movie. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, I wanted like the 30-minute episode. Watch it. If I liked it, watch another one, then go to bed.
If you take away the fact that it's the Munsters, it sounds like some type of like Beach Boys B-side surfer song, right?
No, it does. I love it.
Hang 10!
So I'm a big rock fan. We've established this, right? I'm like, I'll support Rob Zombie. I like his movies. I like his style.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this movie, and I like it. I like it. And I'm not finished, so I haven't made a full assessment. But I had the same sort of vibe. I'm like, I don't know if I'm appreciating this the way I should be, much like the Yankees. So I'm like, is it me? But then I figured it out, Rich.
Okay. Let's hear the CNR theory.
You just can't outdo the OGs. No matter how good the new Munsters is, right? No matter how good the new Herman Munster is, he's not Fred Gwynne. He's not. He's not Fred Gwynne. He's not the original. He's not what I'm used to, right? So then when I tie it back to the Yankees, I'm like, yeah, I really love this team, and Aaron Judge is my guy, and I'm happy for him. But they're not my 1996 Yankees.
Your childhood team will always have your heart.
Here's where I pose the question. Can you ever outdo the OGs? And can you ever appreciate or love the current winning team, your current team, the way you appreciated the OG team that you rooted for and you saw them win when you were a kid?
You know what it ties to, Covino? It ties to...
coming of age, maybe?
Anything that was a part of your life during your influential years. Your childhood, your teen years. Same like music, right? Every dude that was a kid, a teenager in the 80s was like, yeah, 80s rock. And then every kid that was a teen in the 90s was like, no, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, like, alt rock.
Are there exceptions to the rule, though? Like, yeah. Is it one of these things? Let's say in 96, I was in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
These dudes were my heroes. Tino Martinez, Paul O'Neill, Derek Jeter. I looked up to them. Now,
these are kids.
I'm slightly older. I'm not an old man by any means. I'd love to hang out with Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu and Giancarlo Stanton.
They wouldn't want to hang out with you. You're their dad's age.
Either way, now...
hey, Dad.
I'm older than them. Not much,
yeah,
but I am.
Yeah, a little bit.
So does that have something to do with it? Again, I pose the question to you, Fox Sports Nation. 877-99 on Fox. Are there exceptions? Can you ever appreciate your current team?
The way
you appreciated it when the OG team won when you were a kid. Rich.
I have your answer.
Go ahead, because you still live in 1986, my friend.
Yeah, I was a little kid. I was playing T-ball thinking I was Gary Carter doing my Daryl Strawberry stance. Pitching thinking I was Dr. K. Now here's the deal. Here's where you're getting it twisted. First of all, you're very spoiled. As a Yankees fan or some people that are Lakers fans, Celtics fans,
also
Patriots, Spurs.
Yes.
Yeah, spoiled by your mom and the teams you root for sometimes will give you weak perspective. I'm a Mets fan. Yes, I grew up thinking Ron Darling was the coolest dude ever and Timmy Tuffle doing his shuffle. Of course, these were great moments of my childhood. As you said, go to Citi Field or back in the day Shea Stadium, it's like you walk into 1986 because it's the only memory other than 69, which your parents are talking about.
How about those Mets?
Hey, how about those Mets? But you know what? If this team won, I would equally love Francisco Lindor.
I don't buy it.
Jacob DeGrom.
I don't buy it.
Pete Alonso. Starling Marte.
I don't think you as a jaded adult could ever really love.
Are
you kidding me? You collected Keith Hernandez's mustache trimmings if you could. You collected his baseball cards. You know what I mean? You had Timmy Tuffle's rookie.
His cigarette.
Yeah. You were so pumped about Ray Knight. You kidding me? You could never, ever replace the OGs. You can't outdo the OGs. Just like Herman Munster now is good, he's no Fred Gwynne. Just like Aaron Judge is the man, he's no Tino Bamtino Martinez. To me.
I mean,
again, to another kid, yeah, I'm sure they think these guys are larger than life.
Well,
I think it's jaded. I think it's something that everybody can relate to.
I think you've had many of championships because you're, again, a spoiled Yankees fan, 27 rings, which the world hates, except Yankees fans. As a Mets fan, my daughter asked me the other day, she goes, Dad, are the Mets going to win the trophy? I go, that's cute.
You don't want to break her heart at four years old.
I was like, honey, my daughter is 5 and a half. I go, you know, the last time the Mets won the trophy, Dad was only a little bit older than you. So maybe it's lucky. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh my God. That's when the Mets won the... So, yes, I'll embrace any team. You had high school and college years where the Yankees won. Danny G, you're a big Lakers guy.
There's a difference, though. And I want to hear what Danny G has to say
about
it.
Danny G has three.
Danny G, think about this. Those people growing up... Magic Johnson was your hero.
Well, hold on. I got to ask
him. I don't think there's anyone on the Lakers now that he could say, that dude is my hero. He may admire that guy, but is LeBron your hero, Danny G?
Yeah, as you guys have this conversation, the first thing I thought of was my bedroom and what was on the walls. A Magic Johnson poster, a James Worthy poster, a Bo Jackson poster, a Marcus Allen poster.
Heroes.
When those teams won championships, I was so attached to it.
Yeah.
And there weren't the adult things going on that we have in our lives now. And we know too much behind the scenes info right now. We didn't as kids. We had our baseball cards, our basketball cards, our football cards. And so we really were in love with it. It was like a first love. Now it's like, you know, it has to be after you pay your bills.
But you know what, Danny G, you are a guy that, as a Lakers fan, let's talk about it.
Yeah, the business side of things, maybe, Danny G, and the fact that we know a lot behind the scenes maybe taints that feeling a little bit.
But let me finish my point. Danny G, much like you,
yeah,
roots for a team with a winning tradition. He's got the Magic Johnson Worthy teams. He's got Kobe and Shaq, that generation. And then he has LeBron just a couple years ago. So he has a lot to choose from. So he could be like, well, of all the championships I've seen, Danny G, I like the Magic Johnson one. Me, I'm like, all I got is Ray Knight.
Yeah, but are you being honest? Be honest.
This song, listen to this song. Mets fans love this song.
All right.
You know why? It's all we have.
I know, because Mets fans are corny. That's why.
Kavino.
It's got the juice.
Let's go do it. Do it. Do it. Let's go, Mets. We got the teamwork to make the dream work.
Oh, my God.
1986.
Stop.
How sad am I?
You know what? I'm actually
How
rooting.
Sad
I'm
am
rooting
I?
For you so they can get a new song.
New song, I know.
You know how I know this song is old? In the video, you know who's interviewing the Mets as like a goof? Joe Piscopo.
Wow.
And your point, he's awesome.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Legend.
Danny G.
The thing is, he's 105 years old now.
Are jaded. Now, Ramos, you're a Dodgers guy, right? Ramos.
That is affirmative.
Now, Kirk Gibson, does that compare to Bellinger a couple years ago and Kershaw?
It does not.
See, you got to be real with yourself.
Hershiser's 88 season was one for the ages. I mean, 59 scoreless innings.
Oh.
I mean, unbelievable against the Mets in the 88 NLCS. And then, of course, shutting down the A's in the World Series. You can't compare that to 2020.
Why is that? Is it because they're ROGs? Is that why? You know what I mean? Like,
but as an adult, as an adult, you have access, though. Let me get this out.
Okay.
Because as an adult with, you know, like... You like to think you save money, you have money, you could have access to things. If the Mets made it to the World Series, I would do everything I can to be like, I'm getting field level seats, game 7. If the Mets made it there, I would have access and it might be a different experience. But you're saying there's no way I love Pete Alonso the way I love Gary Carter.
So. No way. And that's the sad, sad truth I've come to realize. And it's sad. And don't get it twisted. Am I pumped for the Yankees? I'm so pumped that I'm glued. I don't miss a game. I'm really rooting for them. But there's still that little magic that I felt like in 96 when he first went on that run, the first time I really started to appreciate them winning, that just isn't there. And I think it's something that most people could relate to. If you could put your finger on it, again, let us know.
Yeah.
Do you ever appreciate the current team winning the way you appreciated the OG team winning when you were a kid?
Think about football, right?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, take any sport, and we would love to hear from you. Let's get them going. 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio. If the Niners had gone to the Super Bowl and won with Jimmy, let's say they won with Jimmy G a couple years ago versus the Chiefs. They were up by 10 in the fourth quarter. I was at that game. I was upset. But would that have compared to me in my bedroom watching Montana?
Based on my theory,
no.
No.
I don't know because I don't know what it's like to win. All right. Covino and Rich, your feedback next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Talking about Tire Rack, though, right now.
That's right. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Now, since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver. Their phone call or click away.
The website packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions, you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less.
They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the Sumitomo full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance all season and off-road capabilities.
That like your dad. Oh, Sumitomo.
Oh, yes.
Sumitomo.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free roadside hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day.
in many areas, so you get even more mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. Game changer. Telling you. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself.
That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Ramos taking you back to 96, Covino.
I mean, I could so vividly picture Charlie Hayes catching it in foul territory. Everybody goes nuts. Paul O'Neill goes tumbling over the pileup.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, yeah!
So the question here on Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich, do your childhood teams, the team you rooted for as a young boy or a young girl, do those teams always mean more than the teams you root for as an adult? And I'll tell you what, Mike, who runs operations here, he was like, you know, the 88, I'm with Ramos, the 88 Dodgers. Like, it's, you know, it's the team that meant something to you when you were a kid or in high school or college. And I was saying, yeah, the 86 Mets, I hang on to it, but I'm 6 years old at the time.
Just can't outdo the OGs, whoever the OGs are for you, even if you have the best team now and they win it all.
Yeah.
You're going to be all for it. You're going to love it, but it's not the same, and that's just the sad truth.
Yeah.
And we're going to your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox to talk about it. Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR. And remember, if you just joined us or you dig the show, please subscribe to the podcast. Just hit the little plus sign, tell your friends about it.
In fact, grab not only your phone, like grab your wife's phone, your girlfriend's phone, grab any phone that you can find and be like, hey, let me just go to podcast and click the little check mark. Covino and Rich, be part of the family. Let's grow this thing so that everyone hates us.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Let's make everyone say them. All right, let's go to Don in Vegas. You're on with Kavin on Rich. Hey, Don.
Hey, I was just wondering if the OG new team thing had anything to do with, you know, back in the day, the players were on the team for a lot longer. So you got really a chance to enjoy their career. And now you're changing pieces, changing parts. You still may win, but it's not the same cast of guys.
Dude, so it's just such a great point. Why am I doing the show with Rich? Hire that guy.
Don in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want it to be Kavino and Don. No, I'm kidding. Rich and I have been doing this for 17 plus years. But Rich, let's be real. That was a great point. I think it's a little bit of everything. And again, you were looking up to those players. You were younger. You saw them win. At a, like you said, Rich, influential time in your life.
Yeah, the same way you'll think that music from your teen years is the best music.
But that was a great point. You see these hired guns come and go. You have no real connection to a lot of these players. You just don't.
Yeah, I mean, this all started because Kavino watched his Yankees clinch last night, and he said he was excited, but it did not compare to your like college excitement of when they were winning World Series in the 2000s. And
I also
late
watched
90s.
The New Munsters, and I liked it, but not like...
No Fred Gwynn.
Yeah, not the way I liked the original.
All right, let's go to our boy Emmett in Olympia. Emmett, you're on. What's up, bud?
Kavino, Rich, Danny, Ramos, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Now, I feel like with this conversation here, I think the younger you are, the better the championship is. Because I'm a Seahawks guy. That's like my main, you know, that's my NFL team. Yeah. And back in 2014 when they won against the Broncos, it, you know, obviously we lost the next year. But I just know, you know, as a little kid, when your team wins, it's something that, you know, you can't forget about for a while. And I wanted to also, I was telling Danny about, you were talking about the Aaron Judge thing when he was my call. Why are these guys intentionally walking him? It's not like Aaron Judge's, you know, maxed out home run hit 100 power slider on MLB video games. He's not going to hit a home run every time. At least give the guy a chance.
Like, it's like Bonds.
So cool for the game of baseball.
Remember those years where Barry Bonds, his on base percentage was like 600? Like, it was home run or walk.
For as ridiculous as it is to see Judge walk this many times, Bonds was like times three.
That's why after Bonds hit the 73, whether you believe in that number or not, the reality is he only hit after that. I think he would hit in the 30s or 40s because he was walked hundreds of times.
I just think it's a mix, to answer Emmett's question, it's like a mix of strategery and just not wanting to give him something to hit. You know, if there's an open base, hey, might as well walk him.
I mean, outside
unintentionally, intentionally.
Outside of the chase, do you think some relief pitcher on the Blue Jays is like, yeah, let me dish him up one? No, he's saying, I'm going to pitch him down and out, down and low. Try to paint that outside low corner. Not give him something. Why are you going to give Aaron Judge something in his zone? Sliders away.
I think
sliders
it's kind of lame, though.
Sliders away.
Although, you don't want to get beat by anybody,
I'm sorry,
right?
I have to cut you off. There's a guy on the Weather Channel right now wearing a baseball helmet. Get inside! What are you doing?
Is that a signature, John Allroad's signature series?
What is going on?
That is ridiculous.
If you have to be outside wearing a baseball helmet, we get it, dude. You're courageous. Go inside.
Stay safe
with everyone else.
Stay safe, Florida. Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
You never
know when a stop sign might just come flying by.
I mean, got a spot. Can we get this guy some shoulder pads? Give him a football helmet, too.
Maybe he's broadcasting from the batting cage. The batting cages.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe he's taking a couple swings after this.
Because he got the helmet with the double ear flaps.
Oh, no, yes, he has a couple tokens in his hand.
He really,
he's going to the batting
by the way,
cage.
No exaggeration. It's like John Olerud doing the news right now. He's got the helmet on.
Right, I'm sorry. But that's insane. Be safe, Florida. Be safe.
I was saying that if you're a professional big league pitcher, yeah, you can strike out Judge or walk Judge and be a forgotten big league pitcher. Or you could be not a guy that throws a meatball in there, but challenges Aaron Judge. And if you get
don't say meatball, I'm hungry.
I know, I'm hungry now too.
Meatballs. But you know, you throw some heat, you throw some cheddar, that make you hungry. Throw some cheese.
Cheddar cheeseburger.
And if Judge beats you, he beats you with your best, and you're forever connected with that. Because most pitchers are forgotten. At least your name's connected to history. Challenge the guy already.
Who's the Dodgers pitcher that gave up the home run to Pujols, 700? Floppy blonde hair guy? Was he?
Bickerstaff?
Random bullpen guy, yeah. Right? He's not part of it. Because I was like, he's not a regular Dodgers like go-to guy.
Well, since Kimbrel's been kind of on the outs, they've kind of gone to him a little bit more. But you're right. He's not the main guy.
You putting Kimbrel on your postseason roster?
I am not.
So I ask you, though, is it better to be a big league pitcher who's, you know, forgotten years from now? Or a big league pitcher who's at least connected to a major moment? You left your legacy for challenging one of the greats. Hey, you challenged and lost. But you know what? You're just one of 700 other times that happened.
That's true.
Right? There's a few ways to look at it.
Fair.
But at this point, it's like challenged a guy.
All right. Well, hey, to wrap it up, you'll never love a new movie or a new team or a new player or a new band quite like the one you loved when you were a teenager or a kid or a college kid.
It's just the sad
just
truth.
The reality.
It doesn't mean you can't appreciate it.
You know what? You'll love your kids.
But it's
and
not
you, and
the
you
same.
Might, you might see the appreciation they have for these players, for these
yes.
bands. Like, you might see your kid. Like, I have a buddy whose son is obsessed with Steph Curry, and he gets joy watching his son love Steph Curry the way he loved Michael Jordan. That's called evolution. That's called growing up. That's called just, you know, it is what it is. All right, you want to get into an update?
Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan. You brought up Bill Belichick, and I have to say this. But before I don't want to forget to do this today. So, Bill Belichick was asked about...
I thought we were done talking about Herman Munster.
Bill Belichick was asked about the status of Mac Jones, and here's what he had to say.
Day by day, he's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
Day by day. By day. You know what it reminded me of?
He looks like
I want everyone
mama from the train.
Step by step.
Oh, step by step, day by day.
What if someone said, "You look like Mama Fratelli"?
He sort of does.
I mean, he asked.
Day by day.
So, what do I look like?
He asked.
The mom from the Goonies. It reminded me a lot of what classic movie? Take a listen.
Aptly laying at our table this day and each day by day. Day by day, by day.
What movie? Who can name the movie?
Oh, Meet the Parents.
There you go. Meet the Parents.
Classic.
We were going to give out high fives to the first caller.
Tecmo Bowl high fives? No.
I was going to give a Marcus Allen Tecmo Bowl high five to the first caller who got that
who
right.
Who would want a Tecmo Bowl Marcus Allen high five more than the Raiders fan who had a poster of Marcus Allen?
Thank you, Danny G.
Danny G.
By the way, Danny G.
Yes, sir.
Way back on a Wednesday, who was the better Tecmo Bowl player, Marcus Allen or Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, he was unstoppable.
Yeah, unstoppable. Running up and down.
You ruled the world with him.
Lawrence Taylor blocking kicks. Is Tecmo... I mean, listen, there's so many amazing Madden games. And if you wanted... I'm just talking old school. Is it clear to say that Tecmo Bowl just revolutionized football gaming?
Oh, yeah.
Long before all the Maddens.
Yeah,
Long before... I love the meme where it's like how old Tom Brady is, his first video game versus now. Night and day, how graphics
terrible.
Have come along. But I think we could all agree, if you're an old school video gamer, Tecmo Bowl changed the game.
Game changer. We all love playing that game.
Have you guys, either of you, been to one of the restored arcades that kind of became a thing a few years ago?
I haven't been to one that has games I would love, but there's a bar here in
the
Sherman Oaks,
yeah.
The 1UP, where they have like some cool games.
What's the one game you would run to first?
NBA Jam.
Oh, the original.
Mortal Kombat.
The
original Punch-Out. Body blow, body blow. Great fighting. You're an up-and-coming boxer. The original. This is prior to, you know, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on Nintendo. 007-373-5963. The OG arcade game. That's my pick.
What's your pick?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, I loved the old Star Wars game. Remember where you had to get the one shot?
Yes.
Just like Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one where we... and track and field. We would bring popsicle sticks, pens, pencils, and you'd hit both the buttons at the same time to get the speed.
It's funny. I think of video games like that, and not only the arcade. In my hometown, Franklin Square, Long Island, there was a Rare coin shop, which realized Rare coins weren't really paying the bills. So this old guy, Val... Probably, I mean, he's long gone by now. Rest in peace, Val. This guy, it became the baseball card shop. So, yeah, there's a little area for Rare coins. and all baseball cards. And I think someone suggested, like, why don't you get a couple video games? So he got a Street Fighter, I believe, an NBA Jam, and it was the hang. And I remember Val gave great advice. He said this. His wife would come in and be like, Val, you moron! And she would just yell at him.
Did he say, don't tell me my business, devil woman?
Val would turn to us kids and he would go, let me tell you something. Don't get married. Because you know why? Life sucks and then you die. That's what he said. That was his catchphrase.
And then your favorite team wins and you really don't care anymore.
Yeah. Then I was like, hey, thanks, old man. Can I get a couple of packs of Upper Deck 1991?
That's a sad story.
I know. Poor Val. Rest in peace, Val. Poor I mean, Val. He was like 90 then.
Anyway, that's your Wednesday reminiscing.
Coming up, Covino, I might be one of our more dumb, fun Covino Rich hypotheticals. And it has to do with sports memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the high price tag that is going to be attached to this Aaron Judge, not 61 spot. You were saying the other day it was 62, right? That auction house said
for
the,
yeah,
number 62, if and when he does it, that could be the multi-million dollar item. So we're going to get to that in just a little bit right here on Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Now, I think I'm going to place a bet tonight. You know why? I feel like the Mets and the Braves are both going to win tonight because I don't think either could lose going into this big series. But if you want, how about DraftKings? The NFL action, all action, in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
We're talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5, perfect, on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do.
If that's not enough, everyone could boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, you could boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why bet football anywhere else?
Right now, for every leg you add, you could boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why bet on football anywhere else?
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code Gottlieb, G-O-T-T-L-I-E-B, to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code word Gottlieb, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? pick your favorite players, and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Sports Hardware Store and Chuck E. Cheese.
Music.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
It's the Divorced Dad Rock Song of the Day.
Just trying to get everybody fired up, Rich.
I know you are.
Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. If you missed our show, our debut, I went on a rant about how Metallica, if there was any year for them to be the halftime act, it should have been this year with all the hype with Stranger Things.
Yeah, could have worked. Could have worked, but you are the...
Could have worked. It would have worked.
You're the ambassador to all for Divorced Dad Rock.
Let's go. All right. Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. Thanks for rocking out with us. At Covino and Rich on social media if you want to see some of those clips from earlier this week. And remember, subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate that.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, I want to pose this hypothetical about sports memorabilia. Because, Espot, you pointed out the other day, what, two mil for the person
is
that
the current offer
catches the judge.
The 60-second home run.
You know, I hope it doesn't land in a bullpen or something like that. Because don't you feel like you're taking like a couple mil away from like a rando regular person?
Well, did you see this stat? I don't know if there's truth to this. I get my news and my jokes from memes.
I got the same meme that you have in your hand, so
yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
It must be true.
It has to be true, right? If yeah. Rich and I screenshot the same meme.
Is it the guy who caught the
McGuire ball? Yeah, that was floating around.
I got that meme too.
You know why? It was on this day.
I screenshotted it too.
Yesterday, and so many people sent it to us since we're talking about memorabilia. It said, on this day in 1998, Phil Ozersky, a fan making $30,000 a year, catches McGuire's 70th home run. The Cardinals ask for the ball in exchange for a signed bat, ball, and jersey. Ozersky also wants to meet Mark McGuire. That seems like a reasonable request, right? And an honor to give him the ball. Like, hey, apparently, according to the legend, the meme, McGuire says no. So Ozersky backs out. 3 months later, Ozersky sells the ball for $3 million.
Oh, that right there,
if
my friend.
If that's true, that's a great story.
It's the best move ever. McGuire blew it. 70?
You blew it.
70? His 70th home run. It's a great story. And you know what? A lot of legitimate people retweeted it yesterday. So, yeah, it was yesterday in 1998. McGuire's 70th. All the guy wanted to do was meet him. McGuire was like, oh, no.
Actually, McGuire kind of helped him.
You know what? He did.
Right? When you look at it that way.
He owes him.
Yeah. When you think of it that way. All right. Now, speaking of memorabilia, perfect tie-in, Covino. Because the Aaron Judge ball, going to be worth a lot of money. The McGuire one, the anniversary was yesterday. I saw on social media somewhere that we all watch Walking Dead. You may not watch it anymore, but when it was in its prime.
I fell off it so hard, though. I was so into The Walking Dead. Even Fear of the Walking Dead. I liked it in the beginning and fell off.
Recently, I skimmed through a bunch of them and did some like, you know, you ever go to YouTube and you're like, season 5, let's see if there's like a 15-minute recap. I did that to be like, well, where are we with this show?
It just became so repetitive.
You know what? It was never the same, after the whole Coral saga. Right.
Coral.
It's like they move somewhere, they settled in, everything's great. Then some bad guy comes along, shakes things up, they gotta move again.
Spot, they had Hulk Hogan syndrome.
Right.
When we were kids, Hulk Hogan would face some big bad guy that seemed impossible to beat. Hogan would beat him at WrestleMania, and they would do the same thing over and over and over. Whether it's King Kong Bundy, Andre the Giant, you name it. Who can't the Hulkster beat? He beats him. So, AMC were doing a charitable auction, and they were auctioning off Negan's baseball bat, Lucille. You know the one with all the barbed wire on it? Which is a pretty cool item. So I ask you this. If you can't sell it, because that's a big part of this hypothetical, if you can't turn around and sell it.
Okay, so you have to keep it.
You have to keep it. Maybe display it in a you know, in an office or a game room. Would you want Aaron Judge's 60-second ball or Negan's barbed wire Lucille baseball bat? And okay. I ask that because the value of just the Judge baseball, the value of the Judge baseball is that it's worth $2 million.
I mean, look, there's a lot of
What's a cooler piece?
All right, there's a lot of diehard Walking Dead fans, but I mean Jeffrey Dean Morgan's bat, like, to me, the answer is obvious, but I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
But what I'm saying is, a baseball spot would just be in a little case. A bat would be displayed.
Yeah, and the inherent value, I mean, the fact that there's an offer out there already, so it is worth $2 million. But like any other ball, that, like, you know, the pool host ball, it's only worth what someone's willing to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, if you gave
it doesn't have any value until someone actually gives you the money.
I mean, and in this hypothetical, you can't ever sell it.
You can't sell it.
Which means
you have to keep
Which means, Danny G, do you want...
It has to be of some use.
So what's a cool mantelpiece?
Okay. So, Rich, in your hypothetical world here, is the purge happening?
The purge is not happening, but if it were to happen, Danny G, you know what I got? I got Lucille.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I got Lucille. Because, listen, if this ball is not...
Is it real, or is this some, like... plastic bat.
This is apparently the most accurate because it's used for close-up shots. So it's the highest quality prop you could imagine. So there's a good chance it is deadly.
I mean, I'm asking you, you're a huge Yankees fan, but if it's just the ball, if I said, forget Negan's bat, if I'm like, I don't know, Michael Jackson's glittery glove or, you know, some other prop from a movie, the chest plate from Gladiator. Would you want something like that, or would you want the Judge ball if you could never sell it?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, then it's really just a baseball.
Think about it. You can't sell it. 877-99 on Fox. What would you do? This is our little John Quinones segment. What would you do? 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you next.
All right. At Covino and Rich. Feedback there. And also at Fox Sports Radio. We got more next. Covino and Rich.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.